So the Rambam in Matan Osanim in Perek Zayin and Halacha Vav tells us, based on the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, it's on the Daf Tes, we'll see it's a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. We pask in like Rav Yehuda, because there's a Tanya Kavase, there's a Brisa that supports his position. Ani Shein Makir Noso Ve'ama Ro'ev Ani Hechiluni Ein Bokin Achar Rav Shema Ramayu Ela Mifarnasin Oso Miyad. So somebody claims hunger, so we don't do a drisha v'chakira, we don't do bedikos, we give him food right away. Haya arom, he's unclothed. V'amar kisuni bodkin acharav shema ramayhu. First we have to investigate. V'im hayu makirin oso, but if we know the person, mechasin oso lefi chavodo, the Rambam adds in those words, lefi chavodo, de machsaro miyad v'ein bodkin acharav. It's nifsak lehalacha. In Yerudei and Rishon and Aleph and Sif Yud, Mishabav Amar Hachiluni and Bodkin Acharav Yimuramai, Lamachin Osamiyad, Hayaram Bavav Amar Kisuni Bodkin Acharav Yimuramai, Vimakirin Osam, Mechasin Osamiyad. So notice that the Rambam added in, relative to the Shulchan Aruch, that word, Lefi Kivoda. We'll see why that's important in just a moment. So the original Gemara is a Gemara Masach to Baba Basra, as they say, and Daftes. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Bodkin la Mizonos ve'ed Bodkin la Chsos. So Rav Huna says the opposite of the way that we paskin, that if somebody claims hunger, we check things out. But if a person is naked, so we don't check things out. Iba yisem akrav, iba yisem asvara. So two opinions as to whether it's based on a pasuk in Sefer Yeshayahu and Perek Nirchas, the Haftarah for Yom Kippur, or it's based on a svara. Iba yisem asvara hay kamivazi, iba hay lo kamivazi. The reason that we take care of the person who is not clothed without doing any bedikos is because it's humiliating, it's denigrating a person is naked. Ibai yisei makra. Hello, the pasuk says, faros l'rayiv lachmecha bishin k'siv. So that comes to the language of a peirush. You have to be mifaresh, you have to explain, you have to look into it. Perosh v'hadar, and then havle, right? So first you investigate v'hadar havle v'hasam k'siv, Kitira arom vichisiso. The same pasuk says, "Halo faros l'rayv lachmecha v'aniyim irudim tavivayis." Kitira arom vichisiso. So when there is a re'ia, you see a person who's naked, so you have to clothe them. Clothe them umi b'sarcha lo tisalam. Kisira la'alter. So Rav Yehuda disagrees. Obviously, we pass them like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Amar Bodkin lechsos v'in Bodkin lemizonos. Yibayisem asvara v'yibayisem lekri. Yibayisem asvara haikam mitzara lei. Because the person is in tsar, he is the pangs of hunger. The hunger is a terrible thing. My grandfather, Zichron Levracha, I do not know what hunger is, but during the war they were hungry, they had starvation. So that is a terrible tsar. So you have to respond to that right away. You don't look into whether he's a Ramai, according to Rav Yehuda. So that's a Svara. I come in tsar lei, v'haylo come in tsar lei. There's an issue of Bizayon for the arum, like Rav Yehuda said, like Rav Huna said, but there's no issue of immediate tsar. So Yibai Yisei Makra, Acha Ksiv, Alo Faros, Larev, Lachmecha, Pros Lealter, Uchid, Karvinan, Vahasam Ksiv, Ki Sira, Arom, Vachisiso, Ksheye Ra, Lacha, when you don't, that's not an immediate visceral reaction, but it's predicated on when you develop an understanding of what exactly is going on over here, Ksheye Ra, Lacha. So the question is, how could Rav Huna even have a Havamina? Well, I mean, if somebody is claiming hunger, so you're going to give them some food, and then you can figure out what's going on. So how can Rav Huna think that if you're not going to give somebody food who's claiming starvation, that we're going to react differently for somebody, you know, who's unclothed? It's a very almost outlandish havamina, an outlandish shita that he presents. We don't paskin that way, but what exactly was he thinking? So I think this has everything to do with how the Rambam actually paskins the halacha, because he says, after you do the bedika for the chsos, you mechasin oso lefi chavodo. It fits into the halacha of demach soro asher yachsar lo, that the entire predicate of the halacha of demach soro asher yachsar lo is that we care about a person's dignity. You don't have to make the person rich, but you do have to make sure that the person is restored to their dignity. So the point is that dignity is essential. So the amazing chiddush of Rav Huna is that he thought that the bizayon of being naked, of being unclothed, was worse than the tsar of hunger. That is an amazing, amazing point of view. But once you understand the Jewish ethic of tzedakah, dahainu demachsoro asher yachsar lo, so we can understand exactly why it's so fundamental, so critical, so important to be sensitive to a person becoming debased, the person being debased because of nakedness. So in a certain sense, you'd say, how could nakedness be worse than starvation? But that's exactly the Jewish ethic of tzedakah, that nudity and being humiliated in that fashion could actually be in a very unpredictable way. I don't think you could predict such a shita, but that it actually could even be worse. So that, I think, is a very, very, very important yesod in the world of tzedakah, that we have to be concerned for this. So the Aruch HaShulchan, when the Aruch HaShulchan deals with these cases, so the Aruch HaShulchan notes that there are some gender distinctions that we have to be aware of, because we know that Isha Boshta Meruba, that's why if, let's say, Yasom and Yasoma come in front of us, and we want to know who we need to take care of first in terms of marriage, so in Isha Boshta Meruba, likewise, if you have people that are going to be Mechazor Lapsachim, so a woman goes before a man, because it's not within her derech, it's not natural for her to have to go around. There's also Lo Seitze Ketzesa of Adim. You have to be careful what happens to a woman if she's unattended. There could be foul play. So the question is, you know, let's say you have two men who come before you, so we already figured out that hunger, we're going to paskin like Rav Yehuda against Rav Huna, so that's going to come first. But you have to raise the question, so let's say you have a woman who needs to be clothed and a man who needs something to eat. Maybe that's not a simple case. Maybe two women, one of whom says she's hungry, the other one says the other one needs clothing. So is it possible? These are just questions. Answer these questions. But is it possible to say that for an Isha, there's a nafkamina, that maybe because Boshta Meruba, maybe we should be more concerned about the Bizayon? I saw that the Ragged Shava raises that possibility, that Zafnas Paneach, that maybe there would be a nafkamina in that direction as well. So these things need to be worked out. There are some echoes of the Shita Rav Huna Lehalacha, quite possibly. And one of them we saw in the Rambam, Mechasin Oso Lefi Chavodo, you don't have that in the Mechaber, that the Halach of Deimach Saro kicks back into effect, and because that's an issue of humiliation, you have to clothe the person the way they were used to being clothed. So that's one echo of the Shita of Rav Huna LeHalacha, and then all kinds of other possibilities once you start working in gender distinctions, and Boshta Meruba, in the sense of Bizayon. So then we're going to have to take that into account. So either if two women come at the same time, maybe for a woman, Dafka Bizayon is worse than the tsar of starvation. So we have to think about that. And also, let's say you have a man and a woman. A woman comes before you without clothes, and the man's coming before you without food. So who would we be attentive to first? I think that's another area where we're going to have to look into it, because the Gemara was presumably only comparing two men, hai kamitzara le v'hai kamivazi le, so the one who had the tsar of hunger was going to be helped without any further questioning. But whether that would withstand gender distinctions, that's an important question to pursue. Okay, I'll hold it up here, and God willing, we'll pick up the next halacha on Erev Shabbos.